We're on
28A1, Chaf Ches Amud Aleph, top of the page.
Parak Shlishi, Halacha, Beis. Okay. Now we're going to talk about Dimua, that is a mixture of what? A mixture of Truma with Chulin, right? That's Dimua, right? So what's the din with the mua? You can't eat it, right? If it's less than 101 times the truma, it's also bachila. I mean, it's also for a zar anyway, but a kohen could eat it.
Even if it's less than
Less than 101 times, the kohen could eat it because he could eat the truma anyway, but the zar cannot. What's the din with truma as far as kala is concerned? Let's bring it to zero down to armasata. If you have plain truma, right? Is truma chayv and chala? No, it is not. Because, is that right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. Because it's already called truma. And by chala it says you should take truma. It means you're creating truma. But if it's already truma, you don't have to take it. And therefore, if you have chala...
Donate of truma, you don't take chala from.
Yeah, let's just assume that for a second. If it's wrong, it's wrong. I'll correct it tomorrow. Or whatever we learn next. If it's a mixture, right? If it's aser b'achila because it's a mixture of chulin and truma, you also don't take challah from it because, after all, it's all aser b'achila. Let's learn the Mishnah now. Nidma'a isasa ad shelo gilgala. If it became mixed with truma before. In other words, in the flour state, before she made it into a dough. So that's when it became dimua, then petura. Then when she makes it into a dough, she's pater because it was aser b'ach... What is it?
Number three, footnote number 3.
Footnote number 2 in Hebrew. Isa shel truma petura min achal.
Furthermore...
But it's 3.
Shenemar chala tarimu truma.
That's what I just said.
Right.
I mean, I think I got it right.
Yeah, we had it before.
Yeah, the Mishnah before teaches us that even a dough which is merely an admixture of truma is also completely exempt because it's like all truma. Okay, now, that leniency is based on the fact that chal obligation in current times is only drabbanon. It was the rabbis who established the chal obligation. In this instance, they were able to dictate that it should not pertain at all to a mixture of truma. Okay, so this is a din drabbanon.
Oh, but that, he has an interesting point.
Yeah, what?
He says, challah is for the Torah. Okay, Bisman Aziz Babi says it's only drabana.
That's right.
But the dimua is drabana, because minatora you're still higher.
Minatora, in other words, what Dov is saying is, if you have a mixture of chulin
with
truma,
the 100 is only
the 100 to 1 ratio, that's a din drabana. Minatora, rove is enough, and if you have rove, chulin, it will be vatal the truma, and the mele of the truma should be chal, and the chi of chala should be chal min hatayra. So how do you go ahead and say that it's
vatal
min hatayra? So what's the answer?
So he says though the Babli says that his man hazeh chal is rabbanan.
Yeah, let's assume that.
Kain eats chulin.
Yeah.
He takes truma off that.
He takes chal, you mean?
He takes chal off of chulin.
Yes.
Not that kain doesn't.
Doesn't take chal, right? No, I didn't know. It's only off truma. That's correct. So the Mishnah says, if it becomes nimur before she is magagal the Isa, so it became the mixture. What way to view it is, if the mixture became an iser truma before she became an iser chala. So the Issa Chala never was Chal on the Issa to begin with. However, if it became mixed up after she was Magagal the Issa, Misha Gilgala, then Chayavas, then it would be Chayav because it was already in effect. We're not going to take Chala that was in effect and then say, oh, now it's Paka, it's no more Chiv Chala. That's not what we do. Okay, that's the ratio. Now we're going to get a little more complicated. Let's talk about in general, right? One second, somebody's joining here. I am, shalom. Shalom. We're in the middle of the Mishnah. We're talking about we're about to start the case of Nolad Lo Safek Tuma Ad Shelo Gilgula. So far, we said that if something becomes Nimua, that becomes Safek Truma, right? That's Truma Shenis Arva B'Pachas Mimeachulin. That if it depends when you're Megagal, if you're Megagal and after it was became Osir, then you're Pater from Chala because it was Osir Vachila before you made it into a dough. If it became a dough first and then it became Osir B'dimua, you're still Chaya because the Chi of Chala will not be Paka B'chdi. Now we're going to start the next case. What if it's Noilad La Safek Tuma Ad Shelo Gilgula? That is to say, a case of Suffolk. So the case of Suffolk that he brings down over here is you have two paths, right? I have two paths. Everybody has two paths, you know. You have the good path and the bad path, okay? But this is, you have a path of Tahar and a path of Tuma. And I went on, I don't know which path is Tameh and which path is Tahar. I went on one of the paths. So I'm a Suffolk Tameh, right? I know, I'm not sure whether I'm Tameh or not. So let's suppose I go ahead and after I went on the path, I touch the dough. So now the dough is a Safek Tuma. Nevertheless, Safek Tuma Ad Shel Gilgula. So if it's before she made it into the dough, it became Safek Tuma. So Te'asa B'Tuma. So go ahead and make it B'Tuma. What do you mean make it B'Tuma? Means you don't have to worry about the fact that, just to back up a second, the rule is, by Truma, normally you're not supposed to be Matami, you're supposed to be careful not to be Matami Truma. Same thing is true for Chala. You should be careful not to be Matami in Chala. Why should you be careful? Because if you're going to Matami the dough, right, the Kohen won't be able to eat it. The Kohen won't be able to eat it. So we don't want you to do that. Because it's Hefsed Kohen, that's what they bring down. So now, if it became Tomei Misofik, it's not going to make a difference. The Kohen can't eat it anyway. So therefore,
why should you be allowed to make that dough?
So that's why it says Te'asa B'Tuma. So make it B'Tuma because you have nothing to lose. You're not causing the Kohen any loss. It was anyway Suffolk Tuma. So even after I take out when I take out the challah, he won't be able to eat it anyway.
We can't tell her to not make the dough until she's tahar.
It's already Nolad Lo Safek Tuma. It's Safek Tuma already. There's nothing, nothing she can do about it. So that's what it says. Misha Gilgula, but once if it became Chayev in Chala already before the Safek Tuma, then Te'asa B'Tara. Then you have to, in other words, it's a Safek. It's the same case. We have a Safek whether it's Tuma. But in this case, she has a Chiyuv once she makes it. Right? As soon as she made the dough, it had a halacha. There's a halacha by Truma. Mishmeres Truma saw it. You have to be careful to try to guard it from becoming Tomei. The same way there's a din of Shmira by Truma, there's a din of Shmira by Chala. Now, at the time that she made the dough, at that point it was Tahar. So the fee of Shmira was Chal already on you. Even though it's still in its tevel state, but it had a chi of chala at that point, and since it had a chi of chala, it applied that chi of shmira is going to apply even in the tevel state. This is very important to understand this concept. Again, even though the din that I'm telling you about is a din in the chala itself and in the truma itself, and here we're talking about misha gilgala, which means we haven't been mafresh the chala yet, but it's tevel for the chala. You still have a din shmira at that point, right? You got it? Te'asa B'Tara. Here we go. Number 8 on page 28.2. Look what it says. The moment the dough became obligated in chala, the unseparated chala portion is viewed as residing within the dough. That causes the entire dough to be subject to the stringencies of chala. The dough must therefore be kept from becoming Tomei, in other words, Tomei Vadai, right? It's a Safek Tuma. So therefore, you have to be careful. All right. Although the challah will anyhow, that's really the main point here. Although the challah anyhow will be unfit for the kohen, because ultimately the kohen's going to get challah from this. It's a suffolk tumah. Can't eat it anyway. So that's, like we said, there was a cheshbon before that. If the whole cheshbon is hefsed kohen, if that's your whole cheshbon, then it doesn't make a difference whether it's vadei tumah or suffolk tumah. He can't eat it anyway. But here we have another outside stringency, a chiyuv of Mishmeres Trumo Soy, and that chiyuv was chal already, even bitibulo, right? And therefore, it's a problem. Okay. And he points out at the bottom paragraph that what are you going to do with that chala when you actually are mafreshing? You can't burn it because it might be tar. And you can't eat it because it might be tameh, so you have to just leave it. You know, it's a little bit of an oddity. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yoina. So now Rabbi Yoina says the following. I'm just going to tell you the structure of the Gemara is like this. Rabbi Yoina is going to quote Rabbi Chiya Ruba. He's going to quote two statements that he made, and they are contradictory statements. One contradicts the other. Then the Gemara is going to say, but the same contradiction doesn't exist only at the Rukhi Aruba level. It's actually, there's the same stira exists at the Mishnah level. And it's going to quote two Mishnayas that show the stira. That's going to be an Amid Beis. So we're going to have a contradictory halacha. We're going to come up with four halachas. And the four halachas are going to be two contradictions in Rukhi Aruba, two contradictions in the Mishnah. The Gemara is not going to answer the contradictions. Footnote 16 will answer the contradictions. And then the Gemara will continue when that will be the end of the daf. I just want to set up the structure, what's about to happen here. So, Amar Rabbi Yoina, Tarte Mila and Tony Rabbi Aruba, Vein and Pligi Chodal Choda. Two things Rabbi Aruba said, they argue, they contradict each other. Here's Chada. I'm sorry, that's Chodal Choda, right? Tevel Minyona Bukhulun. Here's the first thing. Tevel. Let's just go over the rules of Tumah again, in case anybody forgot them. We've been through this many times. But by Chulin, there's Ava Tumah, it creates a Rishon LaTumah, which creates a Sheni LaTumah. That's as far as it goes by Chulin. If it's Trumah, it goes one step further, it becomes a Shlishi LaTumah. If it's Kodshim, it goes one more step further, you have Reviv LaTumah by Kodshim. But let's just deal with Chulin and Trumah. Chulin is up till Sheni. Now, what about Tevel? Yeah, so if a sheni, if I have an apple, that is a sheni latuma, touches another apple, nothing happens to that other apple. Does nothing at all. It's not tummy at all. It's tar. Okay? Now, over here, we're saying Tevel. How do I look at Tevel? Tevel, I haven't taken truma off of it yet, so maybe I should look at it. Well, you know, there's truma in this little mixture. So if a sheni touches this tevel, it should become lashlishi, because there's truma in there. So no, that's not, Rabbi Aruba said that's not correct. Tevel minyano, look at the words minyano. It says bechulin, it means kichulin. It's count. It means to say tuma number one, tuma number two, and not tuma number three. That's going to apply by tevel. Okay, you got that? That's number one. That's his first halacha. Then he said another halacha. He said, "V'chol hasofik hapaisel asat truma." Listen carefully to this case. If you have a sofik that disqualifies truma, that means like this. This is the case. You have a zav and a tahar person both loading or unloading a donkey together. There's a possibility that at some point in the loading process, the zav was masit. All you need is he has to lean on him or push him, whatever, that would cause him to become tameh. But we don't know if that happened or it didn't happen. It may have happened. That's a suffolk tumah. If that person, let's say the tohar person, after being involved in this donkey mess, this donkey stuff, he goes, let's say he's a suffolk tumah now, if he touches chulin, which is tevel, right? So the rule is, it passels that tevel from being mafresh truma on it, because if you want to be masakin it with truma, you have to be masakin it mimokam acher. Okay, you have to take it from another location because we're afraid that we treat it. It's like a chumrah, right? That's what he says. It's sofak ha'poisel as ha'truma. Poisel as ha'chulin mila asos truma. Just like, I didn't say it out exactly the way it says it, but that's the idea. It would disqualify truma if he would touch it, right? That tohar guy, after coming away from the donkey, if he touched truma, it would passel it. And similarly, if he would touch chulin that was tevel, it would passel and it would disqualify it from becoming truma. So these are contradictory statements. On the one hand, we can speak out the question, it's obvious. On the one hand, when it came to what the tuma, you told me that I don't look at the tevel as if there's truma there and it will become a shlishi. We say, no, it's truma is there, but it hasn't been mufrash yet, and therefore it's like chulin, and it can only become a sheni. So that we look at the truma as if it's not there. And then on the other hand, you turn around and you tell me that anything which passels truma, any suffix that passels truma, it passels chulin from becoming truma, and you've got to take it in makom acher. It looks like you are treating it like it's in there. So that's a stira. Okay? Kasha im tevel minyono v'chulin. So lamali posel sachul milasos in truma. Oh, minyono v'truma, it should be equivalent, right? On Reb Yoina, so that's the question. So Reb Kivru, but we have a stira. On Reb Yoina says, Afanan Tninon Tateyon, we have actually the same stira in Mishnayos. And here he's going to give the two Mishnayos. Mishnah number one. Tevel minyono kuchulin. The Tninon Tamon. That first rule that Tevel has halacha, that it can only go up to a shlishi, and not beyond. We have that in a Mishnah over there. Where's over there? Full Yom, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. It says over there like this. Oichel Meiser, Shehokshar B'mashke. So if you have I don't know why he doesn't speak this out. What's wrong with him? Yeah. You should say it in the top. You shouldn't have to look at the bottom for this, because this is core and essential to understanding what he's saying. The meiser over here is talking about meiser, which is tevel. You haven't taken off the trumas meiser yet from this meiser. Okay, that's essential to understanding what we're talking about. So if you have eichel meiser shehokshar b'mashke, so it became susceptible with, you know, water touched it. The nuga bol tful yom yadayim esavin. So we have cases where what? If a person, let's take the simple case, the tful yom. If someone goes to the mikvah, so he's tahar, but he has to wait till har shemesh. He's called a tful yom in between. What's his rule? He has a lacha like a sheni, right? Yadayim also, if you didn't wash your tilos yadayim, have a lacha like a sheni, which means they will disqualify truma if they touch it, but if they touch chulin, it's completely tahar. That's the rule with a sheni, right? So what does it say over there? If I have meiser, which was tevel, and it became hokshar, and someone touched it with yadayim mesuavos, so what is the rule? Ma'afishim imenu trumas meiser b'tara. Neshuhu shlishi. Since what? Since while it is still b'tibulo, the meiser has halacha like chulin, so the sheni doesn't disqualify it from taking off my trumas meiser from within it. Because it didn't affect it. That meiser b'tibulo had a halacha like chulin, and it's the farthest it could go in the tumah line is only up until sheni. That's exactly what Rav Chiya Ruba said in his first halacha, that chulin is minyano, that, right, that tevel is minyano to chulin. Right? We got that? So that we have a Mishnah that parallels Rav Chiya Ruba's first halacha. Number one. That tells us the same rule. Now, the next rule. The next rule, which was called Hasafi Paisal Shum Paisal Shum Lassan Shumo, then anytime you have that case of, remember, the two Zav, you have the Zav, and you have the person, and we say he's a suffix Hesed, that he will disqualify Truma if he touches it, and it also will disqualify what? Chulin from becoming Truma. We have that also in another Mishnah. Guess which Mishnah that one is. That's Unzura Mishnah. That's our Mishnah. The Sina Tamar. We learned in our Mishnah. No la la sofik atshelo gilgalah teyasa b'tumah. That if there was a sofik of tumah on the Isa before she made it into challah, that what? She can make it b'tumah. Misha gilgalah, but after she made it into challah, teyasa b'tara, she has a chiyuv to make it b'tara. Again, I stressed when we learned the Mishnah, we're talking about when the at that point the Isa is bitibulo. She hasn't been mafresh to challah yet. So again, so be careful. Focus on this. Misha gilgula, after she made it into a dough and it became chayiv and challah, if it became suffik tome, then she has to do it batara. She has a chiyuv. We spoke out. He has a chiyuv because of mishmeras trumosoi to treat that teva like what? As if it's challah. So you see the opposite, okay? Tani Allah chalasa tluya. We're treating it as if we have a chiyuv challah on the tevel, and therefore you have a chiyuv shmira to make sure it doesn't become tamei, and therefore you have to do it batara because it's a suffix, right? Tani Allah chalasa tluya. Then afterwards, what's going to be with the challah when you mafresh the challah? This is really a zaitik. It's not negeya. What you do with that? So it's really, that's besides the point. This has nothing to do with our question. Okay, beis a sofik amru, the sofik challah. Okay, from this price it's clear a tevel dough is susceptible even to the kinds of tumah that affect only truma and challah, coinciding with what he said in the second ruling, meaning that if you have a sofik, that you have to treat it as if it is its actual, you know, like it's here. We have to consider it, even though it's in its tevel state, which is the same stira. Apparently, therefore, we find a contradiction between the Mishnah, which said that tevel is susceptible only to truma tuma, which is for regular chulin, which is only a sheni, and the raisa we just said before, which we said that it's treated. We treat the tevel as if it's challah. So the Gemara leaves this issue unresolved. Okay, it's footnote 13 in the English. It's 16 in the Hebrew. While the Gemara does not, resolve the discrepancy, and he gives a resolution in this footnote. Do you want me to tell you the footnote resolution, or should we finish the daf? Let's finish the daf first, okay? If you want to hang around, I'll tell you what the answer is afterwards. So now we're going to finish. Amar Rav Sheshes. So now we're going for another thing over here. We said that if a dough was exposed to uncertainty of tumah before its kneading was completed, you can then prepare it b'tumah. What do you mean you can prepare it b'tumah? When we said, didn't we have a machlokas? Remember we discussed the machlokas. It's in the earlier Mishnah, the second parak. Parak Beis, Mishnah Gimel. We said that if someone has challah, has dough, which is tumah, what should they do with it? What should they do? Tanakama said they should make it kabim. They shouldn't bother making it big enough to be chayv and challah because it's tamei. We don't want to create challah that's tamei. So make small challahs that are less than 5/4 of a kaf. Make it kabim. So it's only 4/4 of a kaf, right? And Rabbi Kiva said what? No. Yasena b'tuma, do it b'tuma. Why? Because that way, lezeh kari challah, lezeh kari challah. Right, that's what he said. Right. No, lezei korek. No, nachamol. It's tomei. It's tomei. Rabbi Kiva says you should make it with tuma, right? Because what we're talking about, we don't have forget about other eitzes. You make it so that you have a chiyuv challah. We want you to be mekayim the mitzvah of challah. What's better, not to do the mitzvah of challah at all, or to have a mitzvah challah and it'll be tamei? You'll have to throw it out and burn it, whatever. But we keep a hold, it's better to have the mitzvah. So now here, what do we have over here? It says over here, in our Mishnah, it says that if the dough is exposed to uncertainty of tumah, that you can prepare it but tumah. So forget about the fact that it's a suffix. Why should you go and do that? According to the Chachamim, you should only make it a kav at a time and avoid the problem. And our Mishnah doesn't say that. Our Mishnah says, go ahead and do it. So Rav Sheshes says, it's Rav Akiva's Shita. right? Rabbi Kiva Amar Yasan Amar Tumah Yasan Amar Kamen. That's what he says. Makes perfect sense, right? Amar Rabbi Zeira, the Rabbi Akol, he says, Rabbi Zeira says, no, there's another way to learn it. That what? That even according to the Tanakhama who disagrees, in a case, when it says over here in the Mishnah, Yasan Amar Tumah, it doesn't mean to make it betumah, that you make it like it's as if you ignore the fact that it's tumah. It means yaseno kaven b'sveikokan. That what you're doing is you're actually going to make it kav size, just like we hold if it's vadei tumah, you make it kav size. So again, yaseno betumah means do it like you usually do when something's tumah. Make it the size of a kav. So it's a different way of translating the Mishnah. So it's right. So that way it comes out even like the chachamim. But how's the Rabbi Chiya Rabbon Kumi Rab Zera? Now that's a problem. Hatoni Afa Shamim Kain. We have a problem. There's a Tosefta that ends. It says that not only do you do this by chala, but you do it also by other tefuah. We're going to go to the Mishnah. So you do it by other tefuah. In other words, if you have a suffik tumah on truma, also you do it by. The tumah, right? If you look in the footnote 19, he quotes it. Chaim Peres Shanola and Sofik Tumah Achshel Nigma Malachdon. If it was before Gemar Malacha and it became Sofik Tumah, then Yasu Betumah, you could do it Betumah. So what are you going to say over there? For the Gemara on our test, Islach Meimah Yasen Al Kavin B'Sveikon. Are you going to talk about Kavin? There's no sheer Kav by Truma. But we're talking about Paris, so what's the sense of that? So clearly, it's not true what you want to say. This last teretz is not the right teretz. You have to come on to the previous teretz that the Mishnah is coming out, Taka like Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Zvida Omar Anobi Isa, I once inquired about this Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef Shem Rapila, and he explained this like this. V'din ha'ya sh'itami adam tivli dvar Torah, the min ha'torah, it would have seemed, according to biblical law, you can contaminate your untied produce. And it says, Truma Tzricha Shimur, Ein Tevel Tzricha Shimur. The only Truma needs to be watched, but not Tevel. It says, Mishmeres Truma Soy. It's talking about Truma. The reality, though, is that one may not contaminate his untithed produce. You cannot be Matame Tevel. Mani Makayim Nusatim Imenu, it's Truma Sashem Arna Kohen. Why is that? Because it says you have to give Arna Kohen the Matana of Truma. So that tells me, I say, this is what we're going to learn out of this. I say, so you know, saying, well, I'm not going to be a you have to do it in a way in which there'll be something for me to give him. If you're going to be Matame, your Tevel, then the Truma that you're going to be Mafresh from that will be unusable by the Kohen. So you have the Torah is telling me, you have to give him a Matana. The Kan, here, in other words, over here where you have a Sofik Tumah, so here you can't give it to him. It's not going to work anyway. So you send him a Tumah, so do a Tumah anyway.
So the whole thing is the Hefset Kohen.
So it's focusing more on the Hefset Kohen aspect of it. Yeah. So that's this Gemara. So now if you're interested, I'm just going to tell you over the answer of the Gemara Stira. So we had a stira, right? The stira was, hold cup now. I mean, unless you want to run to my revolt, I'll understand. It's 9:00. You had the one case of it becoming become a shlishi while it's petivlo, right? Even though there's truma mixed in, and then you have the other case that any time that something is a sofik tumah, it passes truma. It also passes the tevel from becoming truma. So what's going on? So the answer is like this. The rule, it follows the following logic. If it's something which was supposed to be truma, but had something which would disqualify it from becoming truma, such as tuma. Tuma, if something becomes tame, it'll disqualify it from becoming truma. I mean, tame. That's where you're going to say that it disqualifies it in the earlier stage. But if it's something which from the get-go, if it was less than the five-fourths of a kav, it never had a possibility of being chal to begin with, then you're not going to apply the rule. And that's the answer to the theorem. Okay.
Mm-hmm.